This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Welcome back to the Paracast. I'm Gene Steinberg. Chris O'Brien's off on special assignment, so I'm kind of forced to do this all by my lonesome today, which isn't the first time. But we'll get through it. We really will. We've got two guests today to fill in the blocks when I have nothing to say. And they are Dr. Robert Davis, and he works with the Dr. Edgar Mitchell Foundation for Research into Extraterrestrial Encounters, or FREE. And he recommended our second guest, Dr. Marie Batchelor, who, amongst other things, I take it, Marie, you channel, right?
I guess you could call it a form of channeling. I embody high-dimensional light frequencies to bring forward to do healings on my patients. That's a relatively new thing for me. Well, since 2008, but more recently in 2014, it became a more significant healing modality for me.
We haven't had a person like her on the Paracast in 11 years. So this is going to be something pretty different. We've got lots and lots of questions from our audience, and we'll try to get through them as we progress. But first of all, let's bring back Robert. Robert, so before we get to Marie, can you give us any updates on FREE? Obviously, since the death of Dr. Mitchell, what can you say?
Well, it's a pleasure to be on your show again. Last time I was on, we discussed the results from our two-year now long study conducted by members of FREE, which was co-founded again by Dr. Mitchell, the sixth person to walk on the moon, and who also founded the Institute for Noetic Sciences and FREE, astrophysicist Rudy Shield from Harvard University, Ray Hernandez, and noted researcher Mary Rodwell in research in UFOs. And when I was on your show last, we discussed the results from about 2,000 individuals who claim to have conscious recall of their interactions with UFOs and associated non-human intelligences. Now we're up to approximately 4,000 plus. And what we have primarily found in response to over 600 quantitative questions as well as 60 qualitative descriptive responses to questions is that about 80 to 85% of our study population claim to have very similar major positive behavioral transformations as a direct outcome of their UFO contact experiences with some form of non-human intelligence. And this was manifested in an increase in spiritual matters, their ability to love, help, have compassion for others, appreciation of the ordinary things in life, insights into other people's problems, concern for the welfare and ecology of our planet, and a decrease in material things in life, less interest in organized religion, a belief in fear after death. The point is, it's so similar and stated with such conviction that it is simply hard to ignore the outcomes of our results, which need to be built upon by other investigators for validation purposes. Bottom line, 83% do not want their contact experiences to end because it is so positive. Over time, now initially, obviously, it's a traumatic experience. People can suffer from PTSD as a result of this unique experience, so they claim. And I'm not saying this is 100% happening. This is reportedly from a large population base who claim to have conscious recall, which is another distinguishing characteristic that makes this all the more unique in comparison to other few studies in this arena. But over time, and the vast majority of these subjects have been so-called abduction, bad term, more than five times. So over time, they adapt and they realize the positive, in the vast majority of cases, the positive outcomes that are manifested in personal attributes and values. Call it a psycho-spiritual outcome, call it a kundalini experience, call it a consciousness extension, whatever the popular term is, these people are claiming to become more humane, happier, loving, caring individuals. And whether or not it's psychosis based or hypnotic based or whatever phenomenon is governing it, they want more of it. And it ties into what your other guest, Dr. Marie Batchelor, is all about.
We'll go back into that a little bit later, but I want to ask you, Robert, first before we go there. These 4,000 responses, how did you solicit them? Did you say this is strictly people who have had abduction type experiences?
We broadcasted our research initiative in many different ways, which included announcements on radio shows such as yours, sending letters to numerous organizations via their websites on consciousness, UFOs, paranormal, near-death experiences, out-of-body experiences, psychology, quantum physics, etc., etc. Word of mouth, obviously, from our Facebook page and website as well, which is, by the way, experiencer.org. So, and not only here in the United States we did this worldwide. In fact, we are conducting surveys in Latin American countries, Germany, France, Russia, soon China. And over time, the database obviously will build and the contributions from various individuals across many countries will continue to increase.
In soliciting these comments, did you state any particular requirements other than some sort of abduction-related experience?
That they've had an encounter with a UFO. If they have interacted with the phenomenon in some way, we ask them to visit our website where they can receive directions to take a survey, which is on SurveyMonkey, and thus we have analyzed the quantitative responses to 600 questions across six topic themes, which incorporate many different aspects of the phenomenon, which includes the psychological effects, physical effects, the nuts and bolts as well, effects on consciousness, perception, life transformative aspects, among others.
Okay. But the interesting thing here is the fact that people look at this positively. And that's something that I wanted to question you about, and that's why I'm asking more things about the methodology. Because you think if someone's abducted by a UFO, and a lot of these people undergo what I would consider pretty frightening experiences, an alien creature is maybe subjecting them to a physical examination that may be painful. Yet, at the same time, you're saying most people who have experiences, some sort of encounter with the UFOs, in a sense, look at it positively. Is it because of the fact that they think they were contacting these advanced beings, or what? Or is or is it something that maybe is brought upon them by the people or individuals or beings with whom they're in contact?
Well, that's an excellent question. I present that same question to other members of FREE. How to interpret this is a great challenge. Doing the study is the easy part. And we don't contend to have a specific irrefutable answer to that excellent question. We all have to keep a very open mind about it, not draw any firm conclusions about it. However, we can't help but speculate, certainly. And this raises more questions than answers. But what I feel, and I don't have hard evidence to support this, but I feel that these individuals who contend that they have a revelation that they're not only a physical body, but also a spiritual being, that's what they say, that once they have that revelation, that may cause some form of catalyst to integrate the essence of that revelation into a positive, transformative behavioral change.
Dr. Robert Davis, Dr. Marie Batchelor, joining me on
The Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call miniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Before we continue with Marie and Robert, I want to mention that we have a special feature of the show called After the Paracast. It's a podcast that presents color commentary, special interviews, and lots more. It's available to you only if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. Go to plus, P-L-U-S dot theparacast.com. That's plus dot theparacast.com. And the prices for subscriptions start at just $1.49 a week. You also get a commercial-free version of this show and lots more. Dr. Marie Batchelor and Dr. Robert Davis, and we're talking about a survey conducted by FREE, this organization that Robert is associated with, where most of the people who had these encounters with some form of possible ET intelligence, that most of these people have positive experience. Now, this is the other problem, obviously, to go into something like this, Robert, is determining the source. Because it sounds to me like this is not much different than a religious revelation of some sort. What do you think?
Yeah, and you have to consider all possibilities as a basis to explain what is going on, why that's so positive, transformative outcomes experienced by individuals who are having this unique interaction with non-human intelligences associated with UFOs, and they're not always associated with UFOs. But here again, we're talking about a possible catalyst for change, whatever that may be, and it comes in many forms. In this case, it's interacting with non-human intelligences, but it manifests in terms of personal growth and philosophical values, but it also makes the individual, so they claim, to be part of a multidimensional reality. And that alone may be the trigger for change. Just like for Edgar Mitchell, as I was mentioning earlier, the trigger for his consciousness expansion, as he calls it, was on his return trip from the moon and viewing the Earth and the universe from his vantage point in space. That may have led him to develop the Institute for Noetic Sciences as well as FREE. Many people have these extraordinary revelations from, again, a variety of different sources. This UFO experience may simply be one of many types, and we may therefore be seeing what you refer to as a religious, you know, awakening or calling. Call it whatever you want. We can get trapped into the language of it all, but they do feel more humane and as if their consciousness is expanding, and they do contend through the results that we are now interpreting that their spiritual eyes are opened by their contact with this form of intelligence and being exposed to alternate dimensions, so they say, where there's an absence of space and time, very similar to individuals who have near-death experiences, by the way. And what's unique is that this UFO experience and the outcomes manifested from it are uniquely similar to individuals who have a near-death experience. Kenneth Rain wrote a book, The Omega Project, and we are also looking at this too, that looked at UFO in comparison to NDE subjects and demonstrated unique similarities, which we reinforce in our study. The point is, getting back to your insightful question, is that there is a trigger, so to speak, for change. Call it a revelation, call it a religious aha moment, call it whatever. There is a psycho-spiritual impact that is pronounced and that is expressed with firm determination from thousands of individuals. The question is, why? What is the reason behind it?
Obviously, the scientific community would say, well, maybe something's happening to them, but there's no way to prove it. You can't prove what they claim they've experienced, can you?
No, you can't. But the proof is in the minds of the individuals who experience it. Obviously, we can't take it into laboratory and measure it, quantify it, and apply appropriate theories to prove or disprove. And that is the frustrating part. My past several decades has been as a researcher in neurosciences, and it is frustrating to look at data here and be unable to draw statistical analyses and make firm, irrefutable conclusions. I don't think we'll ever be able to do that, at least not in my lifetime, because we simply do not have the appropriate scientific principles in place to apply. Likewise, a Dr. Batchelor, who's an MD, not a PhD like me, you know, her unique abilities also cannot be irrefutably explained with current scientific principles, but they are valid. I know that personally. These experiences from our study are also valid to the point that people believe it to be true, whether or not an individual is indeed interacting with some other intelligence from either another dimension, another planet, wherever, who knows, or being tricked into thinking that, whatever it is, keep on doing it, because we're seeing that it has a positive outcome in the vast majority of individuals.
All right, you say valid. How do you validate this?
Well, and that's probably an inappropriate term. You can't. That's a good question. You really can't validate it in a consistent manner that is unique to the scientific method. And that is, again, the frustrating part. That's a slip of the tongue, that word valid. We have to be skeptical. I encourage your listeners to be skeptical of our results. And I think the most important thing regarding our study is the similarity of outcomes with many other types of personal psycho-spiritual outcomes seen by people who experience NDEs or out-of-body experiences, among other paranormal-like experiences, and we in Free believe that the quantum hologram theory of consciousness may explain the interrelationship among all of these phenomena that tend to give rise to the psycho-spiritual changes in the, again, direction of it being mostly positive, not always. So you can't validate it the way we'd like. I take that word back, but I think we now need to focus on the perceptual experiences and how that might align or parallel with certain concepts in quantum physics to see if we have, if we can bridge that wide gap between science and the paranormal, or science and spirituality in a non-religious sense.
Now, I have a bunch of questions from our audience, and several are for Dr. Davis, and most are for Dr. Batchelor. But Eric the Red asked you a few questions. We'll start with one of those questions right now, and then you'll answer it after we do our break. So it's a long question here, and it's related so much to what we're talking about. And he says, the New Age field is rife with people claiming, without adequate evidence, interactions with alleged non-human intelligences of all kinds, including everything from fairies to ghosts to animal spirit guides, and actual animals allegedly communicating telepathically to allegedly conscious trees and crystals and so forth. In light of this cultural background, isn't it more likely that people alleging ET experiences are essentially making it up? That's a really tough question. We'll have to ask for your response on the other side. Dr. Robert Davis, Dr. Marie Batchelor, you're listening to
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
On the Paracast, Chris O'Brien's on a special assignment. Dr. Robert Davis of the Free Organization, that's the Edgar Mitchell Foundation, and Marie Batchelor from her home in Australia. We'll be talking to more of her in a moment. But before the episode concluded, we asked a question of Dr. Davis from Eric the Red. What's your response?
Well, you can't discount that remote possibility that people are making it up or coming to these kinds of conclusions or stating that they have these types of unique experiences and subsequent changes to their behavior and value system. We can never be completely certain what is regulating and governing the cause-effect relationship here. But we do see supportive evidence by other researchers like John Mack, who studied 300 individuals who claimed to have been abducted. And he said that people know their experiences and what they have experienced does not fit with the prevailing mechanistic worldview. And the vast majority of these people know there is something that is not seen, or there's some hidden dimension of reality, and they're frustrated because they believe, for whatever reason, their experience to be as real as the back of their hand, so to speak. Yet people obviously question it, condemn it, or put them on psychoactive drugs if they report their experience to the medical community. Obviously, the fear of ridicule is going to mitigate their communication of this experience. But why so many thousands throughout history, if not millions, more than likely, tend to say very similar things? Now, they could be fairies, they could be whatever intelligence that's governing it. Call it the djinn, call it who knows what. The point is, people are being affected in unique ways, and to them, it's a valid experience. We want to figure out why. Is it people from some planet far, far away coming here to prevent us from blowing ourselves up or destroying our planet from an ecological perspective? Or are they trying to elevate the consciousness of our species or manipulating our genetic material for their own unique reasons? Who knows? There's so much sense and nonsense out there in ufology, it's hard to figure out what is true and not true. And the New Age, and you have the New Age perspectives too, some of which are very stimulating and informative. Most of it is entertainment-based, and as authors, etc., try to make a dollar off of their books or CDs or whatever they have to offer. And much of this whole field is entertainment-based, which is a shame because there is a real science here that needs to be applied, studied further by a multidisciplinary team of scientists and non-scientists to better understand what, again, governs and regulates this unique phenomenon.
Let's move on here with the questions. Again from Erica Red. To your knowledge, did Edgar Mitchell have information about UFOs he kept to himself and only revealed to close associates, possibly for fear of public criticism? Did he?
I did not hear directly from Dr. Mitchell, but I have been told by close associates of Dr. Mitchell that, yes, he had, according to Dr. Mitchell, that he had clear, undeniable evidence that people in either the military and or government were well aware of this phenomenon, and that the phenomenon has both a physical and spiritual component to it, or physical and, let's just say, mental component or psychic component to it. Yes, he was convinced.
Well, that's not really quite the question, which is, did he have information that he kept to himself and only revealed to close associates about UFOs?
All I can say is that he was a firm believer that the phenomenon existed, and that led him to explore the study of consciousness, because that was also a component of the phenomenon, and to co-found FREE with that intention because of his personal experiences and what he was told by others.
That doesn't really answer anything, but let's move to another question. Are you aware of any other astronauts who share Mitchell's views on UFOs? Yes, in the past tense, yeah, shared. Yeah.
Well, Scott Musgrave is one, but the person that comes to mind is Gordon Cooper, and he's gone on record in the special hearings at the United Nations, and he was interviewed many times. I'm sure, Gene, you're familiar with it. Your listeners can look him up on YouTube. That's Gordon Cooper, who was an astronaut going back into the 60s and 70s, when he talks about his direct upfront close personal encounters with UFOs in the desert while they were filming advanced aircraft. He saw a UFO land, the beings come out, collect some soil, go back in, shoots off at light speed, so to speak. And he's had other experiences with UFOs as a test pilot back in the 1950s.
Okay.
I suspect there are other astronauts as well who's had experiences. I've been told that that has been the case.
Final question from Eric the Red. How often, if at all, is FREE contacted by serious-minded academics and scientists with offers of assistance, but on the condition of anonymity? Gives them an out anyway.
I don't know. I don't know. But all I know is that we are contacted by many leading ufologists, some names would surprise many of your listeners who were used to be nuts and bolts, meaning purely physical aspect of the phenomenon, who are now looking at non-physical aspects of it, like consciousness, spirituality, etc.
Right, but the questions about academics and scientists, not UFO researchers.
Correct. And we are getting many physicists, psychologists, who are coming forward to offer their assistance, as well as statisticians, to manipulate the data constructively. And we have people like Claude Swanson, who advanced the synchronized universe model, Rudy Shield, astrophysicist at Harvard, among many others worldwide. We, you know, we're trying to beat them off with a stick, as the saying goes, because otherwise we if we say yes to everybody, our organization will get a little too convoluted and unwieldy. We have, however, noted scholars in many disciplines that are providing their guidance, research, and otherwise into our endeavor.
But you're not publicizing most of their names.
Oh, they can be found on our website. There are, however, members, should I say, individuals who are providing us with input who are not formally members or have been voted in, so to speak, by our board of directors to become a member of FREE. But we do entertain ideas, certainly. We encourage discussion. We're not going to shut anybody out, and we'll get a lot of constructive and advice, good insights from many leading scientists, and we'll get a lot of nonsense too, and that makes our task a little bit more difficult, trying to make sense out of the information we receive and direction, therefore, in which to proceed.
Last question here that I want to talk about your initial encounter with Dr. Marie Batchelor, and we'll bring her on and ask more questions of her. The question is here, it's pretty well known that human eyewitness testimony is pretty unreliable in many circumstances, as you might realize. And I think it's particularly true of things they didn't expect to happen or things that happen very quickly. Regardless, knowing that human testimony is not considered always reliable or reliable at all, how do you judge what you get here? Because you got a lot of testimony. And all this stuff is testimony from people who said this, that, and the other thing happened to them. We'll explore more of this in a moment with Dr. Marie Batchelor and Dr. Robert Davis. I'm Gene Steinberg on
The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features and, most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, let's move now with the first focus on eyewitness testimony, then we'll get on to Dr. Davis' experiences with Dr. Batchelor. So, okay, Robert. In response to the question about the unreliability of human testimony, what say you?
Well, we are looking at results from surveys, which doesn't involve qualitative or anecdotal testimony in a descriptive fashion. You know, responses that are binary, in other words, yes, no, agree, disagree, that kind of thing. But then we do get into the qualitative aspect of our research. And yes, it is anecdotal based. It is certainly based on witness testimony, and it obviously lacks reliability, of course, and that has been proven in many different ways. And we have to be careful how not to interpret everything we receive in the form of results via anecdotal evidence too literally, but rather search for patterns of expression, themes that are emerging from the collective thousands of individuals who are describing their experiences in great detail, which they do in response to 60 open-ended questions in one phase of our study that's not pure survey-related. But yes, indeed, that is something that we're very mindful of and have to be certainly very careful about drawing any major conclusions on the basis of the fact, as you mentioned, that witness testimony can't always be as valid as you would like, certainly.
Marie Batchelor, let's talk to you here. How did you first get in touch or come into contact with Dr. Robert Davis?
I first met Dr. Robert Davis in Byron Bay here in Australia at a conference that he was actually speaking at. And we had a conversation and he said, I believe that you are able to give people an experience of some form of multidimensional healing or contact? And I said, well, you know, absolutely. That's been pretty evident to me. So we actually met and had a session, and he certainly did experience what I am able to bring forward with this embodiment of these multidimensional frequencies. And he then was so surprised by the whole experience, in fact, that he asked if I could do it again for him the following day. And we met again, and he certainly did have another experience that was quite significant and I think fairly life-changing, and really opened his eyes and understanding to what it was that he's studying. And I think it had been, you know, a very significant meeting that we had. And, yeah, that led to him wanting to sort of further investigate what it is that I do.
Okay. You started out as a medical doctor, a family
That's
doctor.
Right.
And we don't have that many in the U.S. anymore. Finding a family doctor here in the United States is almost impossible. You do, but it's really difficult. All right. Mm-hmm. At what point did you find the reason to look into something beyond traditional medical science for particular issues?
Well, it was in June 2008 when my four-year-old son was tragically injured and then subsequently died from a car colliding with him and squashing him on a fence in front of me and my whole extended family. And prior to that, I had been non-spiritual, non-religious, and would have been completely skeptical of anything that of this realm. And it was after that event that I was in deep grief, but I started to get guidance from what I would have described at that point, you know, as some sort of godlike figure telling me things and giving me understandings and giving me sort of a direction to further investigate this. Now, my scientific mind was questioning it all the time, saying, you know, I don't understand what this is. But then I looked into the mysticism of a lot of religions and thought, well, this is what they're talking about. I just continued to further investigate it, and then more and more things started happening to me. As I mentioned earlier, it was in 2014 when I was in a temple in India where I literally got zapped on the head, and that catapulted my experience and then my abilities to do healing for people. Yeah, having gone from completely skeptical to really, you know, embodying these frequencies and performing healings. So it was a complete transformation.
All right. Having undergone this, did you personally have to do something to validate what happened to you?
Do I personally have to do something?
How did you validate?
Look, it was really just that I started seeing patients and noticing that just in counseling sessions that something else was happening, that there was a sort of frequency change, if you like, was coming into the room and people were feeling a sense of calm. And then I further developed skills that really meant that I could bring these frequencies in and actually give them a greater experience. And the idea was actually just to bring them back to a sense of peace, harmony, well-being, and just really remove a lot of their anxieties and fears. And then that actually just sort of progressed further and further until this embodiment of frequencies became so significant that it was just so obvious that that's what I was working with.
Now, you're saying here embodiment of frequencies.
Mm.
All right. Would you explain what you mean by embodiment of frequencies?
So how I would describe it is that when we live in our, you know, current in our 3D reality, we seem to be sort of cut off from experiencing anything from a multidimensional realm. And I certainly in my former life had never experienced anything of this, and certainly would have shut it down if anybody had even tried to describe it. But what the embodiment really means is that you're with a quietened mind, I can access a feeling, a vibration, a sensation that comes through my body and around me. So things change significantly for me and then that seems to be felt by the patient.
Okay, so you feel it then transfers to the patient?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, once this was happening to you, did you go to any outside professionals to say, this is happening to me, could you explain this? What's going on?
Well, it was interesting because my family actually thought that I was having some sort of nervous breakdown and advised me to see professionals. And they spoke to me at length and never came up with any sort of psychiatric illness or disturbance, but said, well, it seems to be, you know, that you're having a valid experience. And a few of them were well-versed in, you know, Kundalini awakenings and that sort of thing. And they said to me, I think that's what you're experiencing. However, there's very few people that you can actually speak to in mainstream fields that will actually have an understanding of this. And I then turned to a woman who had done a form of energetic healing through the Barbara Brennan Foundation. And she did work with me where she was familiar with what was going on, but said it had been quite a significant experience. And she worked on me and said that what she was doing was grounding me, which meant bringing in these frequencies and enabling me to have them in my physicality, as opposed to what I would say my description of it was that I was a little ungrounded and sort of in a cosmic consciousness was the way I would describe it, where my reality was really changed somewhat significantly for some time, where I was getting downloaded with information and understandings. However, it really was important for me to ground it, bring it into my body and make it useful for me to be able to treat people.
Okay, so this means you could basically throw out medical science and do what? Faith healing?
Well, it was interesting because I was starting to feel that in mainstream medicine, we really didn't have all the answers. We certainly have more obesity, more depression, more youth suicide, diabetes. And I sort of thought, well, really, are we actually coming up with all the answers here? And so I just started to use this form of modality to help people. And mostly it was with their anxiety, depression, grief. And that actually led to a sense of well-being, which actually seems to help their illness.
Let's continue with this in our next segment. Okay, and we'll continue to ask questions from listeners with Dr. Marie Batchelor and Dr. Robert Davis. You're listening to
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.